Tefillah for Life, Shir 797, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Tazria, Sunday, Parshas Mitzayra. We are explaining a fundamental concept. Fundamental in every relationship, but for sure with the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'avarcha shimcha lo'ilam vo'ed. Tefillah is an exercise. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. Tefillah is not about rattling off psukim and rattling off davening. Tefillah is about working on yourself, piece by piece. And like we said many times, you're not going to have kavanah throughout the entire davening. But you can try to zero in on certain aspects of it. And that's how you will achieve and attain the greatest benefit of tefillah. The benefit of tefillah is not for the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's for yourself. It's a self-perfection exercise. When we internalize what we say in tefillah, we are simply perfecting our neshamas. We are perfecting ourselves. We are doing ourselves a favor when we dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this pasuk is no different. Va'avarcha shimcha lo'ilam vo'ed. You are making a very powerful statement. It's a very powerful opportunity. Because we all do this. We, Baruch Hashem, have tremendous bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then something happens, Rachmana Litzlan. And it's struggle, it's difficult, it's very hard. And it ruins, in a certain sense, our feelings of Hakaras HaTov for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because we get caught up in the circumstance. And it blinds us of all the Teva. And that's the exercise of this pasuk. Va'avarcha shimcha lo'ilam vo'ed. Envision in your mind. No matter what's going on, acknowledge the favors that the Rabbeinu Shalom does for you because they far outweigh the difficult challenges that you're experiencing. Again, besides for the fact that it's really not negative, it's important to mention, even if you think it's negative or even if you can't understand how it's positive, let's say it like that, you can't understand how it's positive. It's very difficult for you, and that's understandable. However, you can't allow that to ignore everything else that the Rabbeinu Shalom does. And that's the message of this pasuk. I understand what the Rabbeinu Shalom does to me. I will uplift, I will exalt the Rabbeinu Shalom. I will constantly give bracha. I will constantly attribute my success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Whether something's going on that I'm happy about or whether it's not, it doesn't make a difference. The taiva is not minimized. I am mature enough, I am developed enough to understand that even though something happened that I'm not pleased about, the Rabbeinu Shalom is still a meitiv. He still gives me endless favors. And I do not allow a temporary difficulty, no matter how difficult it is, to mar my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is my pledge in this pasuk. Va'avarcha shimcha lo'ilam vo'ed. I will continue to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name regardless of what's going on. Because I don't ignore the favors of the Rabbeinu Shalom.